You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if you can. We can share your name or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. And we even have like a little voicemail service. If like typing up a whole entire thing is not your thing, you can send us a voicemail of your story, which we will be listening to some voicemails this episode. So very excited
sure
about
will.
That. But if you would rather do that, the number is 351-207-0799. Now there is a time limit on the voicemails. So if it cuts you off, just call us back and let us know who you are, and then we will continue on with your story.
But, yeah. We also have a class this month on Patreon. If you haven't already heard, it's going to be with Corey Hutchison. And that class is going to be on folk magic, which is pretty exciting. I don't know if
any of you
are familiar with Corey's work, but he is the creator behind New World Witchery, which is a podcast that's been going for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. And he also wrote a book on it, etc. Corey is like incredibly knowledgeable in this topic. And that is going to be on May 21st at 6 p.m. Pacific time, so 9 Eastern. And if you can't make the class, but you really want to be a part of it, do remember that this is available immediately on Patreon to rewatch anytime, as well as every other class we've ever had. So do utilize that if it's something that you're interested in, because this is going to be a great class, I think.
I think so.
Corey's just like super smart and super talented, and I think this is going to be great. So
yeah. And he's like,
do join us.
A storyteller. He even has like the, you know, storyteller voice. So
yeah.
Yeah.
As a reminder for people who are wanting to join the Patreon, because we have had some feedback on our exit surveys, so I just want to clear some stuff up. It should be pretty clear when you go to join Patreon, because I've taken a really long time to write out everything that you get for each tier. But just to be clear, Discord tiers start at the library tier, and the library tier offers Magical Mornings with Maria and the class in terms of Discord. If you want to join the full Discord, you need to be in a coven tier or up. So anything starting from the coven and up is a tier that has the full Discord. The $1 tier is just getting ad-free versions of the episode that that is stated. And the $5 tier gets you the part two episodes, which we are starting back up again this week. But I have taken a long time to write all those things out, so I really encourage you guys to please read the full description of each tier before joining, because there are things on there like time-sensitive dates and warnings about the fact that you get charged right away, so don't join on the 30th of the month because you'll be double charged. Just little things like that. So please, if you are wanting to join the Patreon, we really encourage you to read the full description. For each thing. I've really tried to be as thorough as I can with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you do join a Discord tier, you should get an email with how to get onto the Discord. But if you don't get that email, there, Robin wrote out this amazing thing on how to get onto the Discord. And you, all you have to do is click the Coffee and Cauldrons, you know, like little screen name thing on Patreon. And it's one of our main articles that's pinned. So
it's literally
please, pinned.
But if even then you still can't figure it out for some reason, which happens, Discord is new for a lot of people. There is no judgment. Send us a message. We can't know to fix something for you if you don't reach out to us. So send us a message. Patreon has a messaging service. Simultaneously, you can shoot us an email somewhere. We have submissions at Coffee and Cauldrons. We also have Robin at Coffee and Cauldrons, Maria at Coffee and Cauldrons. There are all these ways to reach out to us. But please, if you're having these issues, please reach out to us. We can't know to that you're having problems if you don't. So please do. Yeah. We want to help you. We want this to be something that is something you're enjoying. It shouldn't be a struggle and you shouldn't be doing it silently. So please reach out to us if you're having issues. But I have got a whole pinned how-to on the Patreon. And when you are joining, please, I'm really encouraging you guys to read the full tier. It is like fully mapped out with time-sensitive markers. There's highlights, there's bolds. They're important things to read to make sure you're getting out of this what you want. And I don't want anybody joining and then getting frustrated that they get double charged or getting upset because they thought it was going to have something else. So please just take that 2 minutes to read stuff for your own benefit. We'd really appreciate that. Sorry, that felt like a little bit of a downer, and I didn't mean for that to be. I just want to make sure people are...
No, it's so important.
Yeah, I just really want people to make sure they're getting what they can out of it, and I feel like I've done a lot of announcements on it. I've really tried super hard to make them as concise as possible, but it seems like some people are still not understanding, which is fine. Like, that's not an upset or a judgment, but I really want to make sure that this doesn't continue to happen. So please read the description.
Yes, please.
It's for you. It's for your benefit.
So, between last time we did coffee talk together till now, have you had any ghost happenings on your side?
I'm trying to think because I feel like we did have something. Oh, the third floor of my parents' house, which is like totally haunted. I don't know if I told you about that. Wait, did I tell you about seeing my grandma in the back of the car? Okay, so my grandma died in February, as you know. And we were leaving her house and the road is like black and there's, cause there's no street lights. Like we're in the country. And I was like going to go turn and there was one street light and I saw her in the backseat of the car for like half of a second. And I like immediately started crying. And my oldest goes, "Mommy, can we get McDonald's fries?" And I was like, "Yeah, we can get fries. That's fine." So calmed me into some French fries because of my trauma. I'm just joking. And then the third floor of my parents' house is haunted. I know I've told you that before. It's freaky. I don't like it. Well, my, again, eldest keeps going up there and is like... There's, like, a lot of stuff from my childhood on the third floor. So, like, books and toys and stuff. And the last few times I've gone up there to get them, I hear them talking to someone. And I'm just like, I hate that. Now, it could just be three-year-old imagination. You know what I mean? Just playing pretend time. I think for my own sanity, I need that.
This is actually what it is.
I actually don't think I have the spoons for it to be anything else. But yeah. What about you?
Yeah, actually, this whole time when I've taken off being sick, like, I know ghost-wise, it's just like my guides and like people watching over me, but I've seen a lot of like misty figures and stuff walking around while I've been like down and out, and no, like nothing negative. It's just all like, you could tell just watching and stuff. But there was this time I was doing dishes. I was feeling well enough to do dishes and stuff. And like, I am not kidding. I felt air and stuff, like someone breathed near my ear. And I turned around because I thought it was Scarlett, my wife, and there was no one there. There was no one there. So I was like,
I just remembered something else.
What?
So for those of you who are not in the Discord, you don't know, but my grandmother just got in a really bad, my living grandmother just got in a really bad accident last week. She is okay. Leave it at that. But the night that she had the accident, I go to the emergency room. And you know, emergency rooms and hospitals are always just so fucking haunted. So I'm sat in the ER in her little room. Been doing vital checks on her and just like, you know, keep checking her for cognitive stuff. And there's like a curtain behind me, right? And I hear right in my ear, like breathing. It sounds like breathing. Now, I think that there's like, because you know, like when you go to the emergency room, if you're not like an emergency, you usually get put in the hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking it's just somebody on the other side of the curtain breathing, right? Like, I don't think anything of it. I have to go use the restroom and I leave, and it's a whole like wall behind me. There's not an opening behind the curtain. The curtain, like, there's like a small window, but that's like, there's like a wall, and like the curtain goes to the wall for like privacy or whatever. There was a whole wall behind me. There was nothing behind me that could have been making that noise.
That's crazy. That was with people breathing on us.
Like, I don't know, but it was really freaky. And I was just like, I'm not going to unpack that right now. I have to go use the bathroom. Goodbye.
Yeah. With my circumstance, I at least know it's like a guide or something. You're just at some random ER.
I'm just at a hospital where somebody probably died on a ventilator or something like that. I don't know, but I was just like, oh, I don't have the spoons to unpack that right now. Goodbye. Oh, my goodness.
More than valid. Valid.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I was just like, in no way am I gonna think about that anymore.
fair.
So this week we're gonna listen to some voicemails. We have two stories, one shorter and one longer, and then that's it. Then we're caught up on voicemails. So you guys should send us your stories. Although next time we are probably going to read stories, because we need to catch up on those as well. All right, so that being said, are you ready to listen to the first story, ma'am?
Yes, play it.
All right.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm just calling in because I love your guys' podcast. I listen to it all the time.
So nice.
I don't really have a ghost story, but it's kind of ghosty. Back when I worked as a hairstylist, we had a company party, and or like a Christmas party, and we were all smokers at the time, and we went out to the skywalk to smoke in this area. And we were all doing our thing and having a good time and taking pictures, and night ended, whatever. I printed out the pictures. This was back when, like, you had your digital camera and you had to, like, take the SD card in and download it and print the pictures. Well, I got one of the pictures back of our group, and there was this cloud of smoke above our heads. So where we worked at, there was a photo center in the big store or whatever, and I went and blew it up into a 8x10, and you could clearly see this cloud of smoke was this girl. She was very pretty. She was probably about 8 or 9. She had long hair. She had a long flowy dress, like a white lacy dress on. Very, very cool experience to have, but I just wanted to share that ghost or spirit showed up in my picture, and I was really intrigued, and that is probably what kind of started my spiritual side, I guess you could say. But yeah, that's my story. It's not really that ghosty or scary, but it was fun, so I thought I'd share. I love your podcast, and you guys keep doing an awesome job. Have a good day.
I love how she says, hey, it's not really that ghosty, and then proceeds to describe the most ghosty thing that you could possibly think of.
Exactly. Yeah, Michelle.
It's not that ghosty, but there was a dead, like, 8-year-old girl floating above our photo.
And I need to know, do you still have this photo? If you have this photo, you should send it to us.
Yeah, Michelle, send us the photo. We want to see.
I'll see.
That's so cool. That, like, that's a really good point. That's very cool. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's really funny. And also, thank you for saying you love our podcast. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, our next story is a three-parter. They're utilizing the recalling back. So, let's listen.
Okay. Hello. Feel free to share my handle, just my Instagram handle. Otherwise, I'll stay anonymous. This is going to be the handle at Witch Hues of Haint Blue. All one word, Witch Hues of Haint Blue, and that's all one word, no spaces or any kind of punctuation. All right, so this is a ghost story, and it has to do with two items and my wonderful, lovely therapist. So the first item is a gun cabinet turned bookshelf, an antique small little gun cabinet with a glass front, oval front, beautiful turned gun cabinet, and then a pair of black velvet Chelsea boots with a little fringe on the side. So, I have a friend, and I would say that she's witchy curious. She'll, of course, remain anonymous, but we went to the local thrift store to look at some things that she might want to place on our altar. I came across, a few things here and there, and picked up, a couple pieces of clothing, a couple little scarves I can turn in altar cloth, and then the Chelsea boots. I was in the back of the thrift store where there's more furniture items and saw this wonderful, beautiful vintage gun cabinet. Now, of course, like, the idea there is that something used for violence. I was like, I had to have it because of this reason, because it was something, of course, associated with violence, but it has already been converted into like a bookshelf with a beautiful glass front door. And I talked down the price. So I had to get it and turn it into my witchy cabin. I remember coming home that day. It was about a couple years ago now in the fall near Samhain. And I was listening to a New World Witchery podcast. And that's where Corey talked about actually maybe even allowing some spirits to visit, which was a topic and a concept that I was definitely afraid of, but he was talking about setting parameters, but still allowing, safe passersby. And I know that you and Maria talk about that a lot too, as well. So I set boundaries, set parameters, and said, I assumed something would be attached with this gun cabinet, maybe for obvious reasons, but I'm not going to explain myself. And so I just smoke cleansed everything, rubbed it with some oils for protection, and then made my boundaries very clear that if anyone intended me harm, they were not to stay or even visit, to get out, right? That night, all I remember was a voice, kind of like... All right, so this is the rest of the story. This is still Witch Hues of Haint Blue, and I'm going to get the story, sorry. So all I remember was this disembodied voice saying, my name is Heather, that's it. And I don't know anyone named Heather, of course, no relations of any sort, and it was like a soft, gentle voice, but it wasn't, it was just like,
basically, the only thing I woke up and remember was that a certain, that something someone said, my name is Heather, and that they said it in a way of like, here's your answer to your parameters and your invitation. So fast forward, I'm at work, I'm wearing the black Chelsea boots, and I realize that they are well into the too small category. So I rub gigantic blisters on my feet, and then, you know, even half the day I walk around barefoot, I just can't stand it. And I had a therapy session that day after work. So I go, I ask my therapist once I get there, can I put my feet up? Gosh, they're killing me. Now, my therapist is wonderful, but she definitely got some gifts. I don't know what kind of label she would go by, but there, here we are. She said certain things before, like, there's static around you, or it seems like someone's trying to connect with you. She's awesome. But that day was very, very different. It's the only time it's happened, and I've seen her for over 5 years. She says, do you know anyone who's about 25 to 30, with long strawberry blonde hair? And I said, what? No. And she said, well, there's someone that matches that description who is holding your feet right now at the end of the couch. And of course, I had this big chill, and I didn't even think about the associations. I was like, oh, she must be with the gun cabinet. And of course, she didn't know anything about my shopping trip the week before or any of that. And so we kind of talked it through, and then I eventually told her about the disembodied voice, and that I told her about, oh, well, she must be attributed to the gun cabinet. And that's when she told me that this entity was kind of just gently rubbing my feet and looking concerned. And of course, she didn't know about the boots either. So it was pretty wild, because I told her about the boots. Oh, well, you know, there were also these boots. I wore them now. And so, yeah, I still have the boots with me. I haven't worn them since, but, and to finish the story, yeah, I haven't heard from Heather since or anything like that, but it was pretty wild to know, you know, it's not always the most obvious objects that you might think spirits are attached to. And I thought it was really cool that I allowed her to visit. I really am certain she's not around now, even though the boots I still have. But something about it seems peaceful and just kind of nice. So anyway, this is probably way too long of a story to share on the podcast, but just give me, I don't know if there's a caller ID or anything like that, but if I don't hear much about it, or if it doesn't make the podcast, I'll also think about typing up the story, because it's a little bit of a long one. Anyway, thank you so much. Love the podcast. Thanks for your time. And yeah, bye.
I really liked that story a lot.
Me too.
Like, I love the idea that the ghost is holding her feet.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of having a therapist who is also, like, you know,
a medium of some sort.
Yeah. 100%. That would be really amazing. Yes, please.
That would be so good. Imagine having that. Like, actually, we talked about that sort of. Well, I talked about that with Bobby on the mm-hmm. episode about therapy a couple mm-hmm. weeks back. But that's amazing. I really like that story. I'm glad that you called in. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think it is such a good point that, you know, we have this kind of idea that because an object is possibly spooky looking, mm-hmm. that it's going to be haunted. And it's, I think I was talking about this with Becky when she was on for the last coffee talk about how there's like two kinds of haunted. There's like actual haunting, and then there's something that just like looks haunted. Mm-hmm. a cursed treasure. Well, and I think, like, this is a great example of that.
Yeah. And even if something does look creepy, let's say, people can put their own energy onto it because they're like, oh, that's creepy. Oh, that's creepy. And then it just builds up, and then it becomes creepy. It becomes its own, like, egregore. So there's
Which is something that I think we talked about when Amanda Paulson was on the show, too, about there being egregores within, like, self-created egregores where we are the haunting.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many problem. Beautiful brains on this podcast.
We have. Yes, we have.
Not to toot our own horn or anything.
But no, that was a great story. It's just so funny. Just like, oh, my cute little boots that are hurting my feet. And the ghost is all like, oh, your poor feet. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I like it. I think it's nice. I also think it's nice that you haven't gotten rid of them, because most people would throw them out, even just on the basis of them being too small.
Yeah. And then,
so like, I think that's nice.
Yeah. Not being like, oh, that's demonic. No.
It's evil. The Lord is testing me.
Oh, no, that was a very... I like that story. That was a good story.
Yeah. Well, that is... That's all of our stories for today that gets us caught up. So thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our websites for a link to our submission forms, or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. Or, just like in this episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. And you can tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or really anything that you can rate us on that has podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two, exclusive episodes, and have a spell of the month box and a Discord. And as Robin mentioned at the very beginning, please read over the tiers before you do join, so you know exactly what you are getting.
What you're getting, when you're getting it, and when you'll be charged. So please read it. It's all written out for you. And if you still have questions before you do join, shoot us a message on social media. Shoot us a message via email. There's lots of ways to reach out, and we do our best to get back to as much as we can. So yeah, just shoot us a message before joining if you have questions.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. See ya.
Bye.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.